Just over a month from now, hundreds of new students will be enrolling at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For many, it will be their first time away from home, and they aren't really sure what they'll be facing. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. To help ease their transition, the university is, for the first time, offering an orientation program for all new students. Orientation programs at UAF are not new, according to Dr. Steve Roth, Coordinator for Academic Support Services. It is the scope of this year's orientation that makes it different.
In the past, we have had smaller orientation programs aimed at specific groups of students, and we finally felt that we were missing certain numbers of new students, particularly freshmen, who were not fitting into those special groups, and we decided that by combining resources we could probably offer a stronger program that would reach more students than what we've been doing heretofore.
Another reason for offering orientation to all students is a change in the UAF student body, according to Fred Baker, Director of Rural Student Services.
We're finally getting to the point where our freshman students are getting to be like normal freshman students. They're 18-year-olds just out of high school. You know, in the past, most of the freshman students coming to the university have been older students who had a certain amount of maturity that really didn't require as much orientation as new students. That's changing, and so are we. And so this year we're going to do a full-fledged student orientation. Will be composed of things like some get-togethers, some instruction on what the requirements of the university are academically, socially, etc.
The program is designed to help students in a variety of ways.
Orientation really involves a number of different programs combined together with different goals. We want students to quickly feel at ease on campus, and so one part of orientation is simply to make them familiar with the different buildings and the offices on campus, where the classrooms are, how one gets to the computer center, how one finds a faculty advisor. Another part of orientation is to help reduce, especially for new freshmen, a sense of loneliness, of being by oneself. So a certain part of it is social, getting to meet other new students and making new friends quickly and feeling a little more at ease and feeling, hey, I'm not here all by myself after all. And then the final part of an orientation program for us, and one we feel is very critical, is learning about the academic programs at the university. Finding out, you know, what courses does a student have to take to get a degree, what courses should one take first, what things are going to be required, and all of this designed to lead a student up to registration so that when they actually go into registration to select courses, they'll have some plan in mind so that everything kind of makes sense.
This year's orientation program is offered to all of UAF's more than 700 new students. It'll begin Saturday, September 3rd, and end with a traditional Chancellor's Barbecue on Labor Day. Students who have traditionally attended the more specialized orientation programs of previous years will participate. Following the formal orientation, these students will not be forgotten, however. Rural and other targeted students will continue to enjoy the specialized support services, such as Rural Student Services, offered by UAF.
The Native Student Organization, which we've had some input, will be doing a big brother, big sister kind of thing, where, you know, they'll be the new freshmen will be identified with an older upperclassmen who's had some success here at the university and getting their hopefully wise guidance and counsel. And our role basically will be to try to be here, create kind of a helping environment, and try to help them to feel that, you know, they're getting the right courses and basically those kind of things.
Fred Baker is the Director of Rural Student Services. Dr. Steve Roth is the Coordinator for Academic Support Services. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.